Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Peter, Week 2, The Economy of God in 1st and 2nd Peter, Wednesday Related Verses, 1st Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4. Unto an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, kept in the heavens for you. Verse 5. Who are being guarded by the power of God through faith unto a salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11. For in this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly and bountifully supplied to you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substantiation of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2a. Verse 1. Therefore let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us. Verse 2a. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been allotted faith equally precious as ours in the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. But according to his promise, we are expecting new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Suggested reading. Of the four crucial things related to God's economy, the second is from the side of the believers. The believers, as God's possession, were chosen by God, called by his glory and virtue, redeemed by Christ, regenerated by God through his living word, and saved through the resurrection of Christ. They now are being guarded by the power of God, are being purified to love one another, are growing by feeding on the milk of the Word, are developing in life the spiritual virtues, and are being transformed and built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to serve God. They are God's chosen race, royal priesthood, holy nation, and peculiar people for his private possession to express his virtues. They are being disciplined by his governmental judgment, are living a holy life in an excellent manner and in godliness to glorify him, are ministering as good stewards of his varied grace for his glorification through Christ, and are expecting and hastening the coming of the Lord in order to be richly supplied with an entrance into the eternal kingdom of the Lord. Further, they are expecting the new heavens and new earth, in which righteousness dwells in eternity, and they are growing continually in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 11 reveals that God in eternity past selected us according to his foreknowledge to be his chosen people. God selected us for a purpose, that God would put himself into us as our life, so that we may grow with him into a building, his dwelling place. Furthermore, this building becomes God's expression to tell out the virtues of him as the one who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. To tell out God's virtues is to express what he is. This is God's purpose. This is also God's goal. If God would fulfill his purpose and reach his goal, he needs to apply to us what he decided in eternity past. In order to do this, it is necessary for God to be the Spirit. It is the Spirit who applies to us what God has decided. Moreover, because his chosen people had become fallen, it became necessary for God to accomplish redemption. In 1 Peter, we see that the Spirit applies God's decision to us. The Son redeems us, and the Father regenerates us. God entered into us as the divine life containing the divine genes to regenerate us. Now that we have been regenerated, we may taste that the Lord is good. Faith may be compared to a root, and the divine power to a sprout. Then out of this comes a tree with fruit, which are the virtues that grow out of faith. Verse 5 speaks of adding, bringing in beside. This means that beside the six items in verses 1 through 4, precious faith, divine power, life, godliness, precious promises, and the divine nature, we must add all the virtues in verses 5 through 7. By the divine power and divine nature, virtue grows out as the issue of faith. This growth begins from faith and issues in love, like the growth of the tree of life.